And so if you look at the presentation, there are a lot of ways to present. Okay, the one example I'm using is your website, the DVD and the Success From Home magazine. Okay, so you could go over to your best friend's house and say, hey, you got a couple of seconds? Go and do what I call a power play. Hit power on their DVD player, put the DVD in there, and hit play. Is there anybody that cannot do that? How many people, knowing that somebody is working hard to bring a guest here, feel confident enough that you could go do what Jared did next door next week and give the business presentation next door in front of those guests, having the responsibility of trying to recruit people in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. About 13 people out of about 75 people. So if that's the way we had to do the presentation, it wouldn't duplicate very quickly, right? How many people can buy a Success From Home magazine, peel this thing back, pull out the DVD, walk over to the DVD player, push eject, set it in, push eject again, and hit play? How many people can do that? So what did I tell you early on in the training is we're building the system to the lowest level of competency. The reason that the system is building the lowest level of competency is because it's a business of duplication, and I want you to think about it. The written list. If all you ever did was make a written list, and you never invited anybody to take a look, how many people could you put in your business?
Zero.
Okay, if all you ever did was make a written list, and all you ever did was invite people, but no one ever looked at the business presentation, how many people could you put in your business?
Zero.
So possibility of recruitment, which is what we have to do to build our network, only exists at presentation. So if you can't get somebody to look at the business, you're not going to put them into the business. Luncheons, one-on-ones, eyeball-to-eyeball. You get a little $79 DVD player, get some earplugs, and take that DVD at a lunch and put it in there and push power play and have them listen to it over lunch. Little DVD, but you don't ever have to present. Or you can do it one-on-one. You can do it with a flip chart. One of the most powerful tools we have is this little flip chart. And it's the business presentation in a flip chart form. And if you can point and read, you can do this presentation. Okay? One-on-one. Two-on-one. You and your sponsor, or you and the person that you're working with, going and showing the business. So two-on-one, Hal and I show the business to Tom, right? Two-on-one. In-home meetings. Go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, and click on System 16. Powerful. Small group meetings. Maybe this is in somebody's conference room or something along those lines. When you do the presentation and you get back with them, so in the example I'm using, they're looking at it. 25 minutes later, I'm calling them back. I'm going to ask this question. It's the only time I'm going to tell you it's a script. Not what did you think or anything else. Ask them this. Did that make sense to you? And what we want to get is an affirmative yes. It's very rare that somebody said, no, that didn't make any sense to me at all. I don't understand electricity or how I could make any money. Says, does that mean you're ready to get started or do you have some questions? What do you think the answer to that is? Questions. That's good because we want them to ask questions. At some point in this process, you're going to ask for a decision. So I want to tell you what's going to happen when you ask for a decision, when you ask them to join. So it's only after presentation that you're asking them to join. 10% of the people you talk to are going to say yes. Take them to a computer and sign them up. 10% are going to say no. Ask them to be your customer. 80% are going to say maybe. Need to talk to my wife, need to talk to my husband, need to talk to, you know, come up with the money, you know, whatever all that sounds like. Anything that's not a yes and they're going to the computer to sign up, or a no, I'm not interested, is a maybe. How many people would agree that the vast majority, probably 80% or more of the people you talk to, say maybe? Okay, so we already know that that's what's going to happen. So we had better have some sort of methodology to take them through instead of the methodology that you use today, which is to call them up and dun them over and over again, come to the meeting, do this, have you made a decision, have you talked to Mary yet, blah, 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 and eventually they quit answering your phone calls.